To work with the reflective process, the purpose of reflection is to acknowledge what we are choosing to focus on and to receive it. The experience of reception is the ultimate purpose of working with the reflective process. We had experiences and we will have experiences that take us to a certain point in the reflective process, and then there is a gap. Within our mind, we view this gap as a type of understanding, which we are trying to figure out what to do next. We reach this gap and ask ourselves, what do I do now? We go into our stories. We reiterated our stories of what we see in the mirror. We say yes from within. We also remind ourselves that we can listen to the story in the mirror and say yes, but not saying yes to the story in the mirror. What am I saying yes to? Then I begin looking for something. What am I looking for? I could be looking in the mirror for change, for different experiences. Maybe I would prefer not to be in reaction, but in essence, I am looking for the experience of reception. The experience of reception is like a aha moment. Aha occurs inside of ourself. When there is a reception that we acknowledge that this is my pattern, that's the aha moment. Yes, I am doing this to myself. Yes, I am pretending it is not me. Yes, I am focusing on what is not. Yes, I can acknowledge what is. This acknowledgement to our mind appears as a lot to hold on within our mind. With this pattern, the gap that we experience when we have gone through our inner and outer process of working with reflection, we reach to the point of wondering what to do next. We wonder why we do not feel in reception. This is the point where the experience of space is crucial. Experience of space is not a nothing. Experience of space requires us to hold a focus. The focus requires us to hold the focus of no thought and no story. This is the challenge. Today, here is the pattern we will work with. Allowing myself to receive space as I interact with reception now. We will take notice in this pattern of what our mind likes to toss around about why we have a difficult time to holding the focus of no thought and no story. When we think about our experience of reception, let us bring to our attention the experience of reception prior to us being able, with our mind state, that we are in reception now. This is a gray area in our creative process. This is a focus where the mind holds an intention, and then there is a lot of space. Our mind will fill the gaps, excuse me. Our mind will fill the space with linkages. Our mind fills that space with the idea of how it should be and with all kinds of different stories. We somehow find ourselves in the experience of reception, but the mind believes that the linkages or story that we accepted in our mind has worked correctly for us, and so this makes it true. The mind tends to want to focus on what it has developed in its theories. about how reception unfolds. Yet, the way that reception actually is being moved is with the space element of ourself. Inside ourself, we notice that when we struggle with the experience of reception, and also when we desire for the experience of reception, but we cannot get it. We are caught in the non-reception. We are caught in the story. We are caught in the doubt. We are caught in the right and wrong. The mind is trying to process and catch up very intensely in believing that the processing will somehow get us to the experience of reception. What the mind doesn't pay attention to or acknowledge from a place of what is the experience of space. When we desire to manifest something, our mind, in its belief of manifestation process, it adds a lot of space in the form of time and in the form of steps through the process. The mind wants to focus on the process of manifestation through its system of linkages and story, through its system of assessment and judgment. When we hold an intention to manifest something, which means we have an idea of what we desire, but also let us know that there is a lot of denial linked into the future. So we're going to play where the mind is now because the mind has a very difficult time acknowledging instantaneous manifestation. We will honor the fact that the mind has to insert a lot of space in the process of reception of the manifestation. When we hold an intention and we are waiting for the manifestation to appear to our mind, what do we do with that space? First thing that our mind will see is the need to figure out how it's going to happen. Our mind will immediately fill the space with a whole storyline of linkages. Depending upon our reaction to those linkages that we insert will determine whether we have an easy or difficult time. When it comes to playing with manifestation, our mind tends to immediately dismiss space. Why does our mind dismiss space? The mind will look at space like an artist would look at a painting that has black paint, which needs to be filled in with something else. The black paint is taking up space, but has no purpose at all within it. We need to know that space is a very important flow for our experience, but our mind will look at space as being irrelevant. Our mind will look at space as something not too useful in the creative flow, and this space needs to be controlled or eliminated. Sometimes our mind interprets space and tends to recognize the presence of space, but only after it has layered the story of delay into it. Then the mind can acknowledge the space and calls it delay, then wonders, what is the purpose of delay? When some of us say, I need my space, what do we suppose this space is and what are we getting away from? It is our reaction to space. When we experience space and fill our stories to the space while we are waiting, what are we generally waiting for? We are waiting for some kind of initiation on our part, and we might say to ourselves that we don't know how to do that, and that is why we are waiting. We wait for it to emerge, we wait for it to happen. We wait for the feeling of it. We become aware of a feeling. In order to become aware of a feeling, we have to play with an experience of reception, the reception of the feeling. There is a level of unconsciousness that exists inside of self, in the mind, that we become aware of in our period of waiting. Our awareness just becomes aware that I am not aware of something. When we are in our waiting period, we tend to be focused on our non-reception because in our mind, we have this idea of how it's supposed to flow. But now we are in our experience of waiting for it to happen. We tend to fill up the space with non-reception rather than just breathing the space. When we relax, what is our awareness of the experience of relaxing? Our mind may become more quiet. Do we believe we experience a lack of something? Probably not. Could we notice any difference in the energy of reception versus the energy of relaxation? When we focus on the energy of reception, where does our mind want to go? Our mind may feel like it wants to grasp something, like a story, or we may feel like we need to go do something. When we focus on the energy of relaxation, where does our mind want to go? Our mind tends to not want to play with linkage when we focus our mind on relaxation. When we focus on reception, we have a response to focus on linkage, which could have the habit of wanting to add denial. What is the purpose of adding denial? I want to hide my experience that I believe I will have if I do not add the denial. The denial in having the effect on my present perception of the experience. Our mind does not have the habit of adding denial when focused on relaxation. And this means our mind can open up a little bit of space. When our mind focuses on reception, it has a habit of wanting to add denial. Okay, so when our mind focuses on reception, it has a habit of wanting to add denial. This means that the energy of reception has a profound effect upon the mind's structure and how the mind is perceiving itself. With the energy of relaxation, the effect is not as great because there is no need to taint it or hide it with the focus of denial. For example, do we notice inside ourselves anything that gets stuck when we have an experience of reception, such as someone who makes a compliment about us? Then, what gets in our way of allowing the compliment to touch ourselves at a deep level? Maybe the difficulty in our mind that perceives the manifestation of the creative process is exactly the point where the mind does not know what to do with the space that it needs to open up for the experience of the reception. We can think of our experience of reception as being like a camera lens opening up, and when the camera eye opens, space opens. We have the experience of what is. But if the mind is so busy filling the space with story, linkages, expectations, Then our mind does not reference manifestation. When we begin working with the pattern, we need to know that this area of work is very subtle, but needed for us to really embrace ourselves as creator. Before we get started with the pattern, there are pattern clearing classes available at vaiwamasfoundation.org. I've been doing some of these classes, and they're extremely helpful, but also extremely powerful. They will break up patterns within us that allows us to acknowledge, identify the denial and lack, all the non-receptive properties that we have focused on within our space, which has created stories. Right, so I highly recommend the pattern, the classes offered by Vaiwamasfoundation.org. So, the first pattern, actually the only pattern that I will talk about today, allowing myself to receive space as I interact with reception now. The first consideration for the pattern is difficult for me to do that, as I do not see any relationship whatsoever with space and the creation of reception now. My response to this consideration for the pattern, I have noticed within me as I learn to play the piano. I look back over the past week of my experiences. The space that opened during my practice is noticeable. I can now see this space, and I do see it. I enter a type of flow when playing the music, but I also can see when I enter this space that there are many occurrences when I realize I'm in the space. Then my mind will begin retrieving scenes of past or future experiences to fill the space, when which then I lose my flow state. Sometimes these thoughts that arrive are not related to playing the piano, and then there are those thoughts where I fill the space with future apprehensions, such as seeing myself playing the piano much better.
The active mode is the focus of reception. The focus of reception is what is. The passive mode is space. When we put those two modes together for the experience of reception, we will allow ourselves to receive manifestation. When we practice reception of playing the piano, we engage both in the active mode and the passive mode. As we engage in the active mode of reception or the experience of playing the piano, our mind can apply all kinds of different forms of denial, assessments, judgment, doubt, conditions, or lack. So these are very active inserts applied to the manifestation. And if we do this enough from the active mode, we create the disappearance of the manifestation. If we apply reception from the passive mode, which is opening up and becoming one with the manifestation, we tend to have conditions on the passive mode. When we practice reception, there are two flows that we engage, which sometimes we are aware of both, but much of the time we are not aware of either of them. When we are in waiting mode, we tend to be more flowing to the passive mode, and we also tend to have more awareness of the passive mode. While we are in waiting mode, We tend to overlay the passive mode with our active mode of inserts, which can be doubt, delay, denial, lack, conditions, etc., and the mind distorts through its activity enough, which we think it is hard to engage.
Second consideration. I can acknowledge this space within myself when I have created a successful manifestation of reception now. Yes, there is a feeling attached to the success, which is not the same as contracting or closing up. This feeling is described as good. For example, chills flood or may flood my body. There is aha moments, which can be described as acknowledgement or validation. My reaction to myself is success, which will manifest outwardly. I can notice how this is not obtained when my mind is not relaxed and quiet, which closes my capacity to be receptive.
To notice the not obtained is the mind that focuses on non-reception, which is ignoring a lot of what we are attempting to manifest to be in reception. Tell me, what is your awareness of space when you are focused on non-reception?
A few occurrences are linked, such as the intense feeling of conflict will shut down all space I hold within my mind and eventually will attempt to create space by expressing a response outwardly. For example, I have experienced a high degree of denial the other day, and the friction within myself caused me to create a tight space, which resulted in my expression of anger. Anger normally repels others. Another example, 2 days ago, I experienced a high degree of compassion with a stranger, and this feeling caused me to dismiss an opportunity to really connect with another aspect of myself that is almost alien to my daily life. This could have been a very beautiful experience. As I recall this experience, I realize now that I was in the space of reception, and I can now see how I inserted the many forms of denial, conditions, lack, etc., and then the space closed quickly, which caused the engagement to close quickly, and I returned to my daily life.
We can recognize the compression of the space. We notice the act of hiding it from ourself, and this is the experience of non-reception. When we focus on reception and what feels like our heart expanding, becoming bigger, this is the experience of the mind having to expand. This is when we get the aha moment. Our mind actually makes a burst outside its boundaries and dissolves the fog that we have in our mind.
Third consideration. Difficult for me to interact with space outside of my conditions that I have linked it to now. I obviously link conditions to what I seem to like and do not like in all moments. For example, if I would rather be somewhere else than where I am in that moment, my mind will fill the space with thoughts of judgment, which creates a feeling of possibly lack, and my interaction with space outside myself will seem to close, or I will become less engaged. I will go within and close off experiences of activity.
Does this seem like a problem if you are seeking to experience your manifestations in a group focus?
Yes, I notice now that my focus is more to what I want to receive instead of being open to what or how the group focus is receiving. This means I tend to express another form of denial.
In order for the mind to have space, we have to be alone, which would make relationships seem uncomfortable.
I can relate to being uncomfortable in groups, and then I need to retreat in order to what I call recharge myself. I collect the experiences, then, depending on the impact of my memory, the strength of what I do like and do not like, I compartmentalize and prepare to how I want my future experiences to unfold. I'm doing this right now as if this function of my self-discovery never turns off.
Do you notice all the linkages you created, which has nothing to do with space at all?
Yes, which is a focus of denial and limitations.
This is the focus of denial which you are calling space. This is your idea of space rather than space itself. Knowing this can have profound effect on your perception of relating to the world.
Fourth consideration. Tendency to believe that space is present when nothing is happening now. I can conceptualize the space being always available in my mind, but when I focus on something that is happening in my life or experiences with others, the space seems to collapse. My attention cannot notice the space with appearances, but when I'm alone or choose to remove all distractions and focus on space, then I can conceive and feel the space.
You are saying that in order to be able and make sure that we control our awareness of the space, is based on the outside conditions.
Yes, I seem to have the thought of certain points throughout my day to focus on the space, which needs alone time, no distractions. Then I can become aware of the space.
When there are conditions on your awareness of space, you will not recognize that the framework you set up with those particular linkages, you don't realize the effects that it is having on you as you simply am.
Simply am, like I am, or to just be and flow.
You require a tremendous amount of space to move in the creative manner that you like to move in. But you have determined that space is only available to you when certain conditions are met. For example, those conditions have to be met when you are not interacting with others. This puts you in a kind of headlock in trying to access that creative flow in the most expansive manner that is present with interacting with others. When your conditions on space are to be away from others, no interaction, you are restricting yourself. The same energy of restriction on the space has a very big component of yes embedded in it. If you focused on locking it down, you have a focus on locking down yes. To become aware of that space and to utilize the awareness of your yes to spark the creative flow, but it is all tied up in your intricate, woven now. Your perception is like this longing to burst free and feel really free, but your conditions of space are not met.
With my conditions on space, I can really focus on space because I remove all distractions.
Space has no conditions, so notice the pattern of your focus on space of being alone, quiet, with music, downtime, etc. These conditions which kind of settle you back down into your little box, and yet you want to burst free.
Fifth consideration, tendency to link my awareness of space with different forms of denial, such as doubt, lack, delay, and non-reception now. This is obvious because the patterns of my mind want to ensure that it knows what will happen in all moments and use my experiences and beliefs as true understandings for linkages. Sometimes I don't notice the doubt, lack, and focus of non-reception.
You are saying that it is hard to focus on anything but the denial when space is presented. You are much more comfortable focusing on the denial and the many stories.
Conditions seem to make it easier.
With this consideration, let us use the example of health. What do you tend to focus on with your health?
I have beliefs and conditions such as I will walk in nature to work my body, better blood flow, breathe air into my lungs, etc. I eat healthy foods for a healthy body. I believe there are some genetic traits passed on to me, such as varicose veins.
You are actively attempting to allow yourself the experience of space in relationship to your health. With the active mode and passive mode, the structure set up the way you think about health, the active mode has the focus of denial, and the passive mode is you dismiss what is. If you focus on space around health, right now, as you contemplate, notice the energy in the background. There is an energy in the background, that is space of health, but you don't know what to do with it, other than just be with it. What kind of creator are you, if you just be with the energy? Your mind says, a creator has to do something with it. Yet, you feel best when you are just being with the energy.
I put conditions on my space of health, such as walking in nature, is when I feel my best.
That is the story you tell yourself, which actually limits you, but you don't see it this way.
Sixth consideration. My mind tends to respond to awareness of space with the need to eliminate it by the act of storytelling now. My stories are linked to my desires, and my desires are my fuel to create experiences.
What do you engage within storytelling?
Linkage and denial, such as what will become, what was, what is not, etc.
Consider the space in the manifestation of playing the piano. As you go to receive the manifestation and the space of playing the piano, you tend to compress the space with stories and different focuses of what is not.
When When I focus on the tools of playing the piano, such has the piano keys, music notes, then I can notice the flow within the collapsed space. And also when I make minor mistakes, the stories and linkages will come in which are non-receptive, right? When my focus is on reception, sometimes I'm playing the piano and my mind is in flow or in a state of empty. Then I realize this experience. The stories will come in and fill the gaps, which creates the back and forth of focus on reception and non-reception.
Your mind believes that everything can be put in a box, and if this box is empty, then it is empty with space. With the component of reception, this is an entire different energetic framework, and your mind immediately dismisses reception and fills it with your focus of non-reception, which comes from storytelling. With the experience of space, your mind will tend to fill the space with beliefs that will include linkages of limitations, which is a focus of non-reception. If you train the mind with the experience of space to focus on reception, which fills or acknowledges the experience of space with energetic space. To train the mind of not being the director of the space, but instead to become the receptor of space.
When I am experiencing space, there is a habit to fill the space with my inner dialogue and stream of thoughts. Even with this self-awareness and using my tools of consciousness, I can catch myself telling myself stories. Then I return back to becoming receptive and have the need to eliminate the space again.
That is a story.
This feels normal, though.
That is another story. Your stories are neither right or wrong.
I realize my stories fill the space, and also when I engage in an experience of reception, I tend to not pay attention to the dynamics with the space of reception. My mind tries to consider the receptive process, to the many unknowns, like how does it sound to clap with one hand?
That is what this is all about. To bring your attention to how you interact with the space that is part of the receptive process, which you may or may not be aware of, because this is subtle and we are peeling off another layer of the fog, which most people insert over their experience of space.
Seventh consideration. Difficult for me to be calm with awareness of space and respond with a focus of relaxation when I am seeking the experience of reception now. When I go through experiences, my reaction to them can swing like a pendulum, so I could possibly be triggered by others, either angry or compassionate.
Let us frame this consideration in another way so that you might be able to approach it a little deeper and be able to get to the core. Imagine you are experiencing the reflection of non-reception. There is somebody screaming at you, and you want to practice reception of the experience. You may say to yourself, "I do not want to battle with them. I would like to understand them. I would like to resolve this somehow." I do not want to feel compressed. I do not want to dismiss them. I do not want to criticize them. I do not want to scream back. Instead, I want the experience of reception. In this situation, where you are facing the mirror, and in reaction to the mirror, how would you respond in regards to this particular consideration?
My initial thoughts are not in relation to the reflective process. There is no mirror, but instead, separation.
What could you do on a physical level if you are confronted with the mirror screaming at you? What could help you respond with the focus of relaxation?
I could take a breath. I could focus on my breath.
When you take a breath, this creates allowance for you to focus on the space inside of yourself. Because your breath brings your attention to that space which opens up.
My breath creates expansion.
What could you do on the mental level that will have the same effect of opening space? If you are confronted with the mirror screaming at you,
my mind wants to say no, this is not correct. I am not screaming at myself.
You could say yes. Yes opens up space. What could you do on the emotional level that will have the same effect of opening space?
I could send love. I can visualize sending love and light to the mirror.
Now we have three focus points that can have the effect of calmness. With the awareness of space, when seeking the experience of reception. We are all seeking reception in all moments. With these three focus points, you can use them to help remember the space that is there waiting for you to step into, which is always available.
Right. The space is always available. This is a great reminder because I can use these three focus points to open up space by walking in the forest alone, or if someone, my mirror, is screaming at me. Eighth consideration, tendency to believe that the mental focus of action is required when I am seeking the experience of reception now. I seem to shape my environment and conditioned experiences to attempt to be receptive. I use my mental focus and reasoning to create my experiences. My mind likes to predict and use clear choices to the best of my ability.
What about being receptive without doing what you described?
I do not create those experiences which I most likely enjoy. Then the space is still there. But I fill it with other stories and habits. I realize the space is always there, but when I become aware of the space and become aware of the reception, then my thoughts from habits will fill in the space, and I most likely focus on the non-receptive. I enjoy the doing of experiences because it feels good afterwards, like a reward for completion.
Why do you suppose you use doing as a reward?
To take action. to move the body as a being, to see and feel the results of success or joy from the experiences.
Being is a doing also. What is the difference between being and doing?
Being is more of flow or just being in the moment, within the space. Doing seems to be more focused on action, to use my mental focus to move my human body to create experiences.
Could the difference between being and doing be that you are more aware of the space inside of self?
Yes, being is more relaxed and receptive, whereas I view doing as more active, taking action, etc.
Inside of yourself, you are doing focus. The difference between your doing focus and your being focus is your willingness to allow your perception of space to be present. That is the only difference.
Does this mean doing nothing and being nothing are the same when I focus on space? With doing, I can actually see, feel, touch, and experience the results. I am aware of my space. I am aware of myself in a different way when I am doing something I enjoy or not enjoy.
That has nothing to do with what you are doing or what you are being. The only difference between the experience of being and doing is the amount of space you allow yourself to focus on.
If I am relaxed and doing nothing, then basically I can be in the same space even when I'm doing something in my everyday life.
Yes.
This means when I notice suffering from others, then I can remain relaxed within the reflection of the other.
You can recognize your space and relaxation even when focused on the I am not.
I am recognizing how to respond to my reflections of me and where I'm focused with a focus of yes and space.
Doing and being is no difference.
The difference is my focus on space, and I fill the space with stories and habits. There are aspects of myself that I choose not to bring into my awareness, and so my mind tries to find out why, but that is just a habit. I really enjoy the space, but I only give myself a certain amount of time being there.
You only allow yourself to perceive it as after your conditions of what you believe creates it are met.
And I make up the conditions, my stories, and denial, habits, etc. Ninth consideration. If I do not somehow respond to my awareness of space with my mind, I believe my desire manifestation will not happen now. I have to create an image in my mind from my desires, hold that image with my focus in order to know what I want to manifest.
Do you hold a steady focus on the manifestation, Or do you hold a steady focus on the process of what you believe will create the manifestation?
First, I hold a focus on the desired image that I want to manifest. Then I will begin to focus on the process of how I can reach the manifestation of my desired image.
As you hold the desired image in your mind, do you see the manifestation now, or do you see the desired image manifestation in the future?
The future.
Why?
Because I believe that the manifestation of my desired image takes time to manifest.
Do you mean it takes a process?
Yes, a process to manifest the desired image. Does it not take time?
No, it does not. The taking the time is for your experience of reception to open up.
So I am not focusing on reception.
For example, you want a new house. You have the idea, the picture, in your mind of a new house. You begin to go through the process of looking at different houses. So you believe there is a process that you have to go through of looking at different houses. What becomes the point of looking at the different houses?
I want the house to be as I created it in my mind.
What if the point of looking at the different houses is so you can focus on reception?
Yes, I have to look at different houses in order to get what I want.
You can only say that if you were actually focused on non-reception and trying to change it into reception.
I seem to believe that manifestation is a process and that it has something to do with time and conditions.
Do you not recognize that time and conditions are interfering with your focus of reception? If you were only in reception, do you believe that you would experience some kind of lack?
Yes, because I need conditions to focus on what I want to manifest.
This means you are focused on non-reception. This also means you have a background that you are playing with in the focus on non-reception, and you are seeking to somehow move into reception through your conditions of your manifestation.
This seems natural for everybody.
Yes, otherwise, manifestation would be instantaneous for everybody.
For example, I have the desire, the want, the thought of a new car. I can see myself driving my new car and how great this would be to experience. Is this more about the feeling of a new car in my life?
This is more about you having the feeling linked to certain conditions that your mind said must be met in order for you to have the experience.
So this is not about the physical or material, but about the reception of this feeling.
Inside of yourself, you could practice focusing on reception and you could have the feeling. What if you just focus on reception? What gets in your way? Why do you want to have the feeling of the new car with linkages, but you actually want to say you do not have linkages with the new car?
I understand this is about the feeling of reception, but I'm not sure how to unlink.
What does this have to do with opening up space in the reception process?
I have created a habit of focusing on non-linkages, such as lack, and so many conditions that interfere with my manifestation.
You could begin unlinking now, since you are aware of it. When our awareness recognizes the focus or non-reception that has been created, we can begin unlinking, which will create space.
This is so simple, yet feels almost painful because I become aware of my linkages, which seem part of me. I create conditions to shape my life and my environment, then to focus on my linkages in order or in an effort to unlink them. My mind has thoughts of everything falling away, even though I know this would not occur.
You fill the gaps with stories. Those are linkages.
Yes, the web of linkages have created a complex matrix within my mind.
Maybe the whole focus of delay of your manifestations is around the issue that your mind has with space, as part of the receptive flow and the need to fill space.
Tenth consideration. The manifestation of reception is a mystery to my mind, or the only way I can respond to opening the space within me to receive is it through a series of linkages that I have come to believe must be in place before it can happen now. I have so many linkages that the idea of unlinking the lifetime of focus on non-receptions is a mystery to my mind. I look back on my life and through all of my growth with lots of mystery of how it all happened, but maybe I do not need to know how it happened. I just need to focus on space and reception.
When you focus on linkages, this is your attempt of trying to create the knowing.
The idea of knowing is a pattern I seem to have created, but this seems normal. I have enjoyed the exploration of knowing. But also, I can understand how not knowing is a relief.
Consider you grew a body and did not know how you did it, but only knew how after the fact. The difficulty arises when you focus on the thoughts about releasing the need to know, and this becomes uncomfortable. When you give up the need to know, you open up different types of space inside of yourself.
Eleventh consideration. Last consideration for today. Difficult for me to focus on the space that accompanies any manifestation without wanting to dismiss or eliminate it now. Would this be similar to my ideas of what I want to manifest and then some other ideas arrive? And I dismiss them.
This is more of you having an idea you want to manifest and become aware of the space that is in the manifestation. Then you make up a story about the space or interpret the space as taking away from the manifestation.
This happens unconsciously.
We are making it conscious. For example, you have a task of developing software. One day, You are tired and want to take a nap. You lay down, take the nap, wake up many hours later, and there was space inserted into your software development. Maybe your reaction was you will not finish your software project on time.
I seem to perceive the space as taken away from my manifestation. I seem to not see that I inserted this space intentionally. Is this polarity?
You put your perception of space in that polarity situation.
When I insert space, such as the nap and between my software development projects, I feel the need for space or want space, even though space is there in all moments. I am only becoming more conscious of the space.
When you become more conscious of space, you have developed the tendency to argue with it.
But when I let myself have the space, then I become really comfortable with it. After I finish something and I am conscious of the space after completion, I feel really good. But eventually I will find something else to do and fill the space.
After you finish something, you consider there is no reason not to have space because it is not interfering with your doing. Within yourself, you will tend to dismiss the space if focused on your doing. If you become aware of space as you are doing, you tend to polarize with it as an interference rather than as part of your reception of it.